Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it was May the 10th, 2012. God had just told us that he wanted us to stay on the Gulf Coast and not be in Texas because we were planning on relocating the studios and the hub of what we're doing in the ministry in Texas. We were told that we could have flights anywhere around the nation, that we were picking our place out in the northern parts of Texas, north of Dallas. And the Lord began to speak to us about the time of the explosions that took place at the Boston Marathon and said, I want you to be on the Gulf Coast. I'm going to change the environment of the Gulf Coast, and I'm going to begin to make it a glory zone, and I'm going to reach the world from that particular area. We've been seeing that take place, but it first took this. I said, well, Lord, you know, if I'm going to stay on the region of the Gulf Coast, I'm just going to say it, whatever it is. And if you will take the, if you will get the government to invite me to come down to be able to share this word, I'll share this word that you gave me. And before you know it, you know, Governor Scott of Florida was, I was invited to a signing of a bill called the Born Alive Bill, where Governor Scott signed a bill, which is what we prayed about for years, that if the baby is in the womb, if the baby's born alive, even in an abortion situation, that if the doctor kills that child, it'll be murder. The doctor has to take that child to a hospital. So that was huge win that we had for, you know, for the life. And so when I was at that meeting with the governor, a county commissioner by the name at that time, Stephen Berry, asked me, would you come down and speak before the county commission? And the reason why I said that specifically, to come down before the county commission, that's why I wanted God to invite me, was because that's where you all the governmental business takes place. They document it. They have a record of everything that happens. And we're going to show you that record because we have some video of that taking place. But well, first of all, we had, when I got there, the court reporter was going around telling everybody, her name was Doris, and you heard me talk about her on here, but she's saying, she's telling everybody in the courtroom there, in the county commissioner's room, says, he's going to prophesy, he's going to prophesy. At that time, George Tuart, the county administrator, he came up and talked to me that said very specifically that he was aware of the prophetic words going forth. Well, this is that word that was delivered on May the 10th, 2012. And I want to share this, and you're going to see the fulfillment of this word because Steve Kalaszewski took some time to be able to show you what happened when this word became a reality. And remember, when this was being given, because it's difficult sometimes for us to say, whatever's happening right now, we always tell ourselves, this has always been. But it wasn't. This was not happening at that time. So God was telling us and warning us prophetically, and he's telling us, if in fact we repent, if my people who are called by my name, when we see this and humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he will actually stop it. As a matter of fact, so this is that word right now. And I believe it's going to show you that God was aware all along, but also what the answer is as well. Let's take a look.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our county commission meeting for today, June 10th, 2013. Please turn your cell phones to the off, silence, or vibrate position. The county commission allows any person to speak regarding any item on the agenda. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes, unless otherwise determined by the chairman, to allow for the sufficient time necessary for all speakers. We'll start with our invocation with Commissioner Berry, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Grover Robinson. Mr. Berry.
Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Greg Lancaster to come up to the podium and start tonight's business?
Take one moment. Lord laid on my heart to be able to share a word. I shared here before with Doris was here. I think a couple commissioners were here. And for 10 years, we had a prophecy here in the city, the Father's Son camping trip. We carried the fatherless out to the wilderness. In the middle of that particular camping trip, Commissioner Robinson was there helping us out during that time as well. We came down here to speak to the county commissioners at that time and share with them what was going on. And 70 leaders were there at that meeting when we were preparing to take these 1,000-plus boys in the wilderness.
And four of the county commissioners said nothing. One county commissioner said, this is good.
Well, I think it's a wonderful program to bring fathers and sons together in our community.
Within a few months, all the county commissioners were removed except for one there. And it's like, my goodness, you guys, your position is so important in the eyes of God. As leaders in the city, and I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your stand right there. And then, Lord, I got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm, and I talked about the coming storm that was going to be coming. We talked about hurricane storms, but it was actually the financial storm that Alan Greenspan talked about.
Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis.
And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord had on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And where's Commissioner Berry asked me to come, and I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase. They're going to escalate. And finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county. And I want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions. It's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen. Father God, I thank you for each of the leaders that have given their lives to lead, God. I thank you for their willingness to spend endless hours making sure that our county is safe, that each of us have an equal opportunity in the city, that our economy and our jobs happen here. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the grace that's upon the city. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would spare Escambia County for what's about to possibly happen in the United States. I pray that you would put a spirit of unity on each of the commissioners to work together. Other constitutional officers, Father God, that have to work with the commissioners, that they would listen and they would work together, Father God. We just ask you for grace on the city, Lord. And you show me there's hope and there's good things coming, but we're about to go through something, God. And I just pray for that grace to be able to go through and to protect all citizens, God. And I just pray this crime would come down in our city. This crime, we would just leave this city, Father God, and our people would be safe. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sons and daughters would be safe in this city, Father God. In Jesus' name.
The real devastation is in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. What you really think about is all those families being evacuated, and then how do they get their life back to order? I mean, how do they, you know, their homes, I mean, people are being evacuated for attics in areas never flooded before.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
The first bomb blast. As people look down the street at the first
that I've ever been involved with. very loud.
There were suicide bombers outside the stadium. You could hear it right there as the game was going on. Two more attacks in central Paris in the 10th and the 11th arrondissements at restaurants in that area. And now the AP is reporting that at least 100 have been found dead inside that concert hall.
The young mother herself allegedly firing out the back window of this SUV at police. And today authorities say they are investigating the shootout in San Bernardino as an act of terror.
This is now a federal terrorism investigation led by the FBI.
Terrifying storms lasting up to softball-sized hail.
People in the restaurant scramble for their lives. The terrorists killed four Israelis and wounded several others.
This is a savage crime, murder, and terrorism in the heart of Tel Aviv.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
It is tragic. I mean, I had the fear of the Lord on me when I was delivering that word, but I did it. You know, I wanted to make sure that I spoke up, because God does speak. You know, are we hearing what he says, and are we telling people what he says? Despite the outcome, we're seeing that word being fulfilled. And when you think about it, the question is, when will this stuff stop? Because it's just building and building and building. We talked about it, about John Paul Jackson, when he saw these words and he talked about them prophetically. He asked the question, when would this stop? And this is what the Lord told him. Take a look.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
All we have to do is cry out to God. Well, how do you do that? We just go, God, I acknowledge you. Lord, forgive me for not being grateful for you and acknowledging you in my life, honoring you, and then send this in our life. We would just acknowledge and say, God, forgive me, I've sinned and I've fallen short. God, I want to humble myself and begin to be your disciple like you called me to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then God says he heals the land. Think about that. He heals the land. When we get back from this break, things are going to continue to escalate until we cry out to God like John Paul Jackson was told by the Lord. Well, that word was delivered on May the 10th, 2013.
The word of the county commissioners was June 10th, and you were talking about
The June 10th, 2013, mm-hmm. Right?
And then there was a prophetic word that you had shared earlier.
I haven't shared that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was June the 10th, 2013, where deliver that word, and we're seeing it come to pass. And this is one of the things that I prayed and asked God for, that he would just put a protective hedge around the mm-hmm. Gulf Coast. And if you look at the dates of when things begin to shift in the Gulf Coast, industry, Naval Federal Credit Union, airline industry, Airbus mm-hmm. and Mobile and all the different universities and things that begin to happen. The University of West Florida that's in the Gulf Coast region began to get a football team. Just industry began to wake up. It just became a different place. And God said specifically, he said, and he gave this word through Pastor John Kilpatrick. He said, you're not going to have, the prophetic word, you're not going to have to move because I'm going to shift everything around you.
Mm. Wow.
And that was amazing. I remember walking out of the studio that day, and we did this whole program on convergence. We're watching like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. everything God's saying is converging. You got to go back and listen to that program. It was a powerful program. And
And as I was walking out, because we were ready to go to Texas, I mean, that's where I mean, we were trying to study the Pledge of Allegiance for the state flag of Texas.
We were Longhorns.
We were Texas Longhorns. We've already saw the one tree in Texas. I mean, like, that's a nice tree. You like that tree? That's a nice tree.
Yeah,
I could live around that tree. I mean, it's not many trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot in Texas that the streets are buckling up and just shattering. They don't build houses, fences out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were at, looking at, they build it out of brick because the wood just shrivels up and just. Psh,
yeah.
And we're like, okay, God, hey,
this is where you want,
right? Whatever you want, God.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because a lot of the leaders around the country were hearing from the Lord, and they said, you know, everybody had to hear from God, and they said God has spoke to them, and God wanted to see what we're going to do. But what happened was, when, for all the reasons that you can think of, you know, we began to get a terrorist attack in America where the Boston bombing took place. And instantly, as soon as that happened, God told me like maybe 10 days prior to mm-hmm. that it was going to happen. And I mean, I didn't know that was going to happen, but I knew that something's about to happen. It was an explosion. You had to look around to see who was hit. And then all of a sudden it happened. And then God said, camp, stop. And so we just stopped and everything shifted that day. It was a shifting in America. And the narrative obviously is we're going to use a sustained militant effort to try mm-hmm. to organize America so we can get them to a place they want to be, polarize them, and then settle in a new place, a fundamental transformation of America. Saul Alinsky 101.
Change.
And then we, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, things shifted. And I know Ian Skelly came to me. And he sees the times and sees what's going on. And he said, you know, we need a trumpet, a prophetic trumpet. We've never said that before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took forever just to even say the word prophet. And I still don't say that. And because they get beat. I'm thinking possibly that we're in trouble, but I don't know. And he said, we need a trumpet on the Gulf Coast. And a prophetic trumpet, no matter which way it goes, we just need to be faithful to God and just trumpet mm-hmm. out the truth. And then we get a call from a Jewish believer that was in the time of Kristallnacht, not Yolanda, but Yavanna, I think.
I can't think of her name right now.
Hey, sorry. And she says she's going to prophesy to me, and she has no idea what God is saying. She says, you're a trumpet. You're a trumpet. And so all of a sudden, things just shifted, and you know, two studios later, here we are right here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.